rock and roll generation. Rock and roll music, sweet groovy music. 1961. Might have been called the year of the instrumental. Songs like Calcutta became popular as Lawrence Welk revved up his bubble machine for the first time in the pop field. Disc jockeys began referring to these hits as wordless wax. Instrumental hits ran the gamut from Last Night by the Marquise in the rhythm and blues field, to Floyd Kramer's Country and Western on the Rebound, to the Carnegie Hall caliber of Exodus by Ferrati and Teicher. Chubby Checker created a dance, the pony. This was the predecessor of his greatest creation. Connie Francis, who had been around a long time, began to emerge as a teenage favorite and top female performer. Her music became more teen-oriented. Connie Francis was the first one to really use the echo chamber effectively. And another group stole the idea of creating a dance and a song.
The kids in Bristol are sharp and physical when they do the Bristol Stomp.
The Bristol Stomp, a big hit for a Philadelphia suburban group by the name of the Dovells. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Fabulous Crystals, 1961, rock and roll generation. He's a rebel. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 115, 1961. The rebirth of rock and roll and the birth of a group, musically, and a singer, Jerry Butler, it would be something to hear in years to come. The name, at that time in 1961, it didn't mean all that much, but later it would. Bacharach and David. Make it easy on yourself. The artist is Jerry Butler.
Feelings. Just tell me that we're through.
landmark year in the rock and roll generation. 1961. 118 with Columbus. And this was one of the biggest hits of that year. Dick and Dee Dee had it. The mountain is high. High 120 with WPGC's Columbus and the rock and roll generation. In 1961, as in the early stages of the rock and roll revolution, many of the songs were simplistic, dealing with the very basic relationships between boy and girl, particularly teenage boys and girls. But in 1961, as in the early days, the beat and the presentation made up sometimes for the lack of profoundness in the lyric. Maurice Williams.
A little bit longer. Please, 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 please. Tell me you're gonna do. Now your daddy don't mind. And your mommy don't mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just the one more.
Williams, a rock and roll classic called Stay. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 122 with a rock and roll generation, 1961. WPGC with a rock and roll generation, the year 1961. A year when things were very different than today. Political activism, particularly at the college level, was at a low ebb. And Joe College, he didn't listen to rock and roll. That was for high school. The young appeal of music, the rock and roll sound of 1961, was evidenced by this song, Linda Scott and a Teenager's Ballad.
Dum, da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Scott, 1961, and I've told every little star. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 126, environment, beautiful day today, highs near 63, no chance of rain. Right now, partly cloudy skies. The temperature is at 62 degrees. Oh yes, it's December 27th and a Monday. 1961, the rock and roll generation, and the first monster hit for a group known as the Miracles, and a man called Smokey Bill Robinson.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now, pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. But my mama told me, you better shop around.
Decade to come, they would be one of the music powers. Smokey Bill Robinson, the Miracles, and Shop Around. Showtime with Columbus, 129, with a generation.
WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside.
Where you can hear the rock and roll generation. 1961, the group from Philadelphia, the Dovells, and the Bristol Stomp.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as Bristol when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stomp.
Oh, 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 I'm spinning here on Friday night. They dance the greatest in the surprise. But it's the latest, it's the greatest sight to see.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as Bristol when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping.
Oh, oh, oh,
1961. Those are the Dovells.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Philadelphia was becoming involved so heavily in the music biz that people referred to records as having a Philadelphia sound. It seemed for a while that almost every recording star came from the city of brotherly love. Chubby Checker, Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, the Dovells, and several others. Philadelphia was the place to have a record recorded. And the cradle of liberty became the rock and roll capital of the country. Local Philadelphia high school groups by the hundreds were being formed. Some got snapped up as fast as they were formed, and some even had a few hit records. Yes, Philadelphia was then the town. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Generation 1961. A byword, instrumental hits, and that's one of the best. The Tornadoes and Telstar.
Good news. There's a riot going on.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. A curious phenomenon in 1961, a mixture of the media. TV stars doing records, record stars going on television. Many people did it. Johnny Crawford, Annette Funicello. Yes, that's right, Annette Funicello. And there were others. Ed Burns, Connie Stevens, many more, really. But probably the most successful
at making the transition from TV to records was Ricky Nelson. In fact, he was so successful that now he's really better known for his recording than for his acting. Maybe that's for the better. This is one of his best hits, 1961, Rock and Roll Generation. I'm a traveling man.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me.
Traveling Man with WPGC's Columbus. Showtime, 19 till 2 o'clock. With the story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Where the boys are.
1961, a new kind of trend. Popular top 40 music went from the movies. Connie Stevens and Where the Boys Are. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 16 till 2. Columbia. It's the Muppet Album, the Alphabet Album, starring Jimmy Henson's Muppets from Sesame Street.
Well, listen, do we all know why we're here today?
Oh, yes! Yes!
Well, then, would somebody please tell me? I've forgotten.
Oh, boy.
There's a little song about each letter of the alphabet.
Alligators and acrobats, antelopes and alley cats.
A child can listen, sing along, and at the same time learn the letters. Listen to the Muppet Album with your kids. They'll love it. And you know what? So will you.
Those are words that begin with an A sound.
The Muppets. Available at all G.C. Murphy stores in the Washington area at the low Christmas clearance sale price of only $3.88. Distributed by the Joseph M. Zamoski Company. The Rock and Roll Generation, 1961. And yet another trend, that toured folk music. This was one of the biggest hits of the year and certainly reflected that music scene. The Highwaymen and Michael. With a thoughtful touch, the Highwaymen and Michael. WPGC Columbus Showtime, it's 13 till 2 o'clock with Columbus, reliving the best year of your life. Some of the best years, 1961, the rock and roll generation, and this exciter by Gary U.S. Bonds.
Swinging his band they'd ever had, and the swinging his song they could ever.
Driving sound of Gary U.S. Bonds made it big in 1961. WPGC Columbus Showtime, it's 10 till 2 o'clock with the story of the rock and roll generation. In 1961, novelty songs were still making it more consistently than they did in later years, particularly today in the 70s. This was one of them. Brook Benton, one of the top five songs of 61, the Boll Weevil song.
Let me tell you a story about a boll weevil. Now, some of you may not know, but a boll weevil is an insect, and he's found mostly where cotton grows. Now, where they come from, nobody really knows. But this is the way the story goes. Farmer said to the boll weevil, I see you on the square. Boll weevil said to the farmer, say, yep, my whole darn family's here. We gotta have a home. Gotta have a home. The farmer said to the boll weevil, say, why did you pick my farm? The weevil just laughed at the farmer and said, we ain't gonna do you much harm. We're looking for home. And the boll weevil spotted him a lightning bug. He said, hey, I'd like to make a trade with you. Cause you see, if I was a lightning bug, I'd search the whole night through. Searching for home. Have me plenty of homes. And the boll weevil called the farmer and said, you better sell your old machines, cause when I'm through with your cotton, you can't even buy gasoline. I'm gonna take me a home. Gotta have a home. And the boll weevil said to the farmer, says, farmer, I'd like to wish you well. Farmer said to the boll weevil, yeah, I wish that you went looking for home. Looking for home. You'd have a home, all right. You'd have a home. A real hot home.
Oh, you'll have a home. Benton from 1961, the Boll Weevil song. It's 7 till 2. This is Columbus.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Negro music in the form of R&B began emerging on the pop charts. Many black artists rose to fame that year. The Shirelles, Bobby Lewis, Dee Clark.
The raindrops. So many raindrops.
R&B.
It feels like raindrops.
Black music was now being heard and accepted by a larger audience, both black and white.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side.
Another seed was being sown. Shop Around by the Miracles was the beginning of the Motown sound.
And then she said, just because you become a young man.
Motown simply standing for Motor City, naturally being Detroit. Detroit wasn't musically big yet, but more things than automobiles were destined to roll off the assembly lines of Detroit.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
This is dedicated to the one I
dedicated to the one I love. The Shirelles on Music Radio WPGC, 3 till 2 o'clock with the Rock and Roll Generation. 1961 is the year. Chip, Gene McDaniel.
From one little kiss and a lot of loving, you build a big mansion of love. High on a hill of happiness with someone that you've been dreaming of. You build a wall all around with a lot of loving all around your mansion of love. Then one day you hear a strange little sound trying to tear your mansion down. Whoa, 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 chip, chip, you tell a little lie. Chip, chip, you make your baby cry. Chip, chip, you cheat a little bit. Chip, chip, you quarrel over it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chipping away, chipping at your mansion of love. One little spark when it starts to glow and can warm a big mansion of love. It's a chill in a heavy room. Oh, oh, oh. Chip, chip, you tell a little lie. Chip, chip, you make your baby cry. Chip, chip, you cheat a little bit. Chip, chip, you quarrel over it. Oh, oh, oh. Mansion of love. Chip, chip, chipping away. Chipping at your mansion of love. Chip.
1961. Gene McDaniel and Chip Chip. Chipping away at the mansion of love. It's 2 o'clock with WPGC's Columbus.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
With the rock and roll generation.
TV on the radio. Gotta ride a silly
Johnny Crawford, and today is Cindy's birthday from the Rock and Roll Generation 1961. It's 2:03 with WPGC's Columbus and the instrumental sound of Jorgen Ingman. This was known as Apache. December 27th, it's a Monday, and on WPGC, the beginning of the Rock and Roll Generation.
Search, search, searching. These are the WPGC newsmakers.